Let's warp into the Mushroom Kingdom for episode number 6 of the Retro Rewind podcast.
Retro Rewind systems initialized. Mission identified. Super Mario Brothers, 1993. Co-hosts online. Auditory analysis online. All systems nominal.
Welcome, everyone. This is the podcast where we look at movies and video games from 15 or more years ago and let you know whether they're still worth watching or playing today. I'm joined, as always, by my good friend, Paul. How are you doing today, Paul?
Doing well.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Before we introduce our guest host, as is our custom, I have a question for you.
All right, shoot.
Are you sure you're ready?
No, but go ahead.
Okay. So, chocolate candy or fruit candy?
Oh, you said chaka, like Chaka Khan.
Chocolate.
Candy or, wait, what was the question? Chocolate candy?
Yeah, chocolate candy or fruit candy? What is your preference?
Oh, fruit candy. Like, what are they, like the Jolly Ranchers?
Sure, or Skittles or Starburst.
Or do you mean like chocolate bars? Like,
yeah, that's a candy.
Oh, I thought you meant like hard candy that was flavored chocolate.
No.
For some reason. That's what I was like, wait, what do you mean? Oh. Now I don't know. Maybe I guess I'd go chocolate.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And with that, let's introduce our guest host.
Yes.
Oh, and I didn't introduce myself. I'm Francisco.
Really. Oh, hi, Francisco. Welcome to the podcast.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah.
And along with me is my friend Kyle. And I didn't ask, are you okay with me saying your last name?
Yeah.
Kyle.
Wait, is he under witness protection program?
You never know. Kyle Dykstra. Am I saying that right?
Yes, Dykstra.
Okay. And he, well, why don't you tell us what you do, Kyle?
What do I do for a living?
Yes.
I'm a meat clerk at New Seasons Market.
Is that like a grocery store?
It is. It's like a local organic grocery store here in the Portland area.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Did they make the store out of organic materials?
Actually, a lot of it is made out of organic materials.
Nifty.
And recycled. And yeah, it's LEED certified.
Oh, okay. I know about that, what that LEEDs is.
Good.
Cool.
It makes you like fit into Portland.
Is that like the Hansel and Gretel, like witch's candy hut? It's all organic?
Very similar, yes.
I don't think candy tends to be that organic.
It's made of food. Candy's food. Just ask our listeners. I've got a question for you. Have you ever just had candy for a meal?
Ooh, probably. I can't
recall.
Okay,
then it's a food. There you go.
Touche, good sir. And I have nothing to say to follow that up. So let's get into our YouTube segment. Oh, actually, no. Let's have Paul tell us what we're going to do this week.
Well, this week we're going to have our usual YouTube segment.
Oh, that's the thing I just mentioned.
Yeah, unless Francisco decides to skip everything and just rearrange it, which is fine with me. And as you heard in the intro, we're going to be doing our roundtable pizza discussions on the new Super Mario Brothers movie.
Are they sponsoring us yet?
No, not yet, but I'm hoping to. I'll throw that in there every once in a while to hope that they'll throw a few bucks our way for, to help pay the bills. Anyway,
yeah, exactly.
So we're reviewing the movie, not the game. And then we'll give you our final verdict on whether we thought Super Mario is a classic or second class. And then we'll wrap up the show with some announcements.
Perfect. Now, YouTube.
YouTube systems engaged.
Paul, let's go ahead. Actually, no. Kyle, what is new on your tube recently? So this is essentially a segment where we like to share with our listeners what we've been watching that's kind of recent, since typically we look at older movies or video games. This is so that we can talk about the recent things we've been seeing and whether we like them or not or would recommend them.
Aha. Is this where I go now?
Yes.
Oh, okay, just checking. I was unclear as to the directions. Excuse me.
Engage.
Got it. Oh, wow. I have recently discovered a new little superhero show on the CW network called Arrow. And it's actually pretty cool.
Is that with the Green Arrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. It's about the Green Arrow, the DC comic guy. And it's pretty dark, actually. It's I was a big fan of Smallville. So, and I don't know if you've ever seen Smallville, but
yes.
as wonderful as it was pretty campy in many moments and kind of, you know, over the top and bright like Superman often is. But Arrow it's pretty dark.
I liked the actor who played Green Arrow in Smallville. I was sad to see that he wasn't
reprising
his role. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, it's a new guy. It's a totally new guy because it's a different angle.
You know? Continuity, people.
It wouldn't have worked.
All right.
Because it's darker. It really is.
He could play darker.
I don't know. He was quite pretty.
Yes, but he could play darker.
Maybe.
Christian Bale's pretty, and he's a dark Batman.
No, he's an incoherent Batman.
That's true. He's just kind of a grunty Batman, yeah.
Which, when reading the Batman comics, I never pictured him sounding like a dog barking.
Or just angry in every single sentence.
Yeah.
I think his voice still beats Bane's voice, but that's neither here nor there for this. So, Kyle, you recommend Arrow. And when does that come on? And what channel again?
It's on the CW. I think it's channel 3 or channel 32.
I guess that depends on your market.
But I watch it on Hulu because I don't really have time to watch it on TV. But it's I think it's Wednesdays at 8. If you like pretty well choreographed martial arts scenes and a guy running around in green leather and a bow in the dark...
Bow and arrow or bow like Donatello?
A bow and arrow. Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yes. Hence the name Arrow.
I knew that, but maybe some people don't. So
fair enough.
I was clarifying. Paul, what is new on your tube?
This is something that I kind of hate to admit, but...
dun, dun, dun.
It's actually a video game that has been...
Tell me it's an old video game, please.
Well, it's a takeoff on an old video game, sort of. Okay. Basically, I came across this game about a year ago first, when I went to play Plants vs. Zombies, which I highly recommend, Plants vs. Zombies.
I've always seen that. I haven't played it, though.
Oh, it's good. And I bought it for the PC, and I had some credit left over. And so I was like, okay, basically I get a free game with it. And I was like, what to buy, and you have to choose from this list. So I chose a game called Chicken Invaders. Chicken Invaders 4, actually. And it's based off of... It's kind of like Space Invaders or Galaga, even. For those people who like Galaga, I recommend this game. Because it's like that. Instead of fighting bugs, you're fighting chickens.
Oh, really?
Out in space. But there's weapon upgrades, and you can move the ship up and throughout the screen, kind of like Centipede.
Huh.
But it's one of those things. I've been playing it recently on my iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those things where you can pause and it'll pick up later in the same level.
Oh, nice. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And it's a stupid little fun little guilty pleasure that has been sucking a lot of my in-between time lately. So I recommend Chicken Invaders 4. And the whole Chicken Invaders series... it's kind of built on the same process. Of course, the newer games are better. But if you've ever enjoyed Jazz Rabbit, where they do like holiday specials, this game has all their holiday editions as well. Pick up. So nice. I know it's a free download, but you have to pay 99¢ to get the whole game, which I think is well worth it. 99¢.
Cool.
So,
and that's on iOS, or do you know if it's on Android too?
I don't know if it's on Android, but it is on iOS.
Is it on Commodore 64?
No, but it is on PC.
Is it on Sega Genesis?
No, but it's not on Nintendo either.
Okay, I'll stop there.
But it is on YouTube.
Oh, and brings it back. thank you, Paul. This episode for my pick for the new tube, or what's new on my tube, I should say, is the movie Trouble with the Curve. Have either of you guys seen that?
Oh, that's the baseball film with...
It's kind of... I mean, it's baseball is the backdrop, but I wouldn't say it's a baseball film.
No, but that's Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I saw the previews.
It's really... Yeah, sorry. It's... I really liked it. I wasn't expecting a whole lot from it, but Christy and I saw it the other night, and it is actually really good. I really appreciate it being... I think where I found a lot of appreciation for it was in that Clint Eastwood plays the father of, I think her name's Amy Adams, the girl from Enchanted.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Amy Adams.
What?
Her father.
Not that kind of relationship. But
join me and together we will rule the galaxy. She said no, and that's the trouble with the curve. No. What?
Can I get on with
sorry, go ahead.
Recommendation?
Yes, please. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go
ahead. Okay. And their relationship, it's really rocky at first, and just the progression of it, it made me – I really connected to it as a dad of a daughter, and just where she's coming from throughout the movie, I felt it gave me a – sort of a, it reinforced why I feel like it's so important to spend time with Sophia, is essentially what I was getting at. The love interest part between her and Justin Timberlake's character is fine. But overall, I really like the movie. I recommend it. Especially getting it at Redbox or Netflix or anything like that. So that was on my... That was what was new on my tube.
Yeah, Valerie wanted me to see it with her, so now I guess I will.
Yeah, it's totally enjoyable. It's not like typical chick flick. Oh, one thing I would recommend watching it with English subtitles because Clint Eastwood is hard to understand. Really hard.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. Let's move on to our roundtable discussion of Super Mario Brothers.
Dun, 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 dun.
Alert, alert, target located. Spoilers incoming. Engaging retro rewind reactor.
From Hollywood Pictures. The Mario Brothers are out to rescue a kidnapped princess.
You better not hurt her!
Who will take them out of this world into another dimension. Where are we?
Yes!
Luigi! Get him!
Are you alright?
Super Mario Brothers. This ain't no game. Rated PG. Starts Friday, May 28th.
Super Mario Brothers came out in 1993 on May 28th. It was directed by two people, Annabelle Jankel and Rocky Morton.
I have not heard of either of those.
Yeah. It stars Bob Hoskins, who you've seen on Who Framed Roger Rabbit, John Leguizamo, who you've seen in Spawn as that clown guy, Dennis Hopper. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of Dennis Hopper.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
Yeah, very good. Samantha Mathis played Princess Daisy, who has actually been working and continues to work, but I just haven't seen her really in anything big.
I was going to ask. Yeah, I go ahead.
Yeah, she's one I was hoping that would make it bigger. But also stars Fisher Stevens, who you've seen probably in Short Circuit.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And his counterpart, Richard Edson, which was the guy from Ferris Bueller who takes care of the car and says, what country do you think this is? And Fiona Shaw, which was one of the Dursleys in the Harry Potter movie. She played Mrs. Dursley. And there's other people, which I'm sure you know.
Sure.
And do you remember who did the music?
Alan Silvestri.
Yeah,
I thought that was cool. Because for those of you who this may be your first Retro Rewind podcast, he also did the music for Flight of the Navigator, which was episode 4. Go to retrorewindpodcast.com/RRP4.
Well, that's what that is, the RRPs.
Quick on the uptake, Paul. Anyways, any other technicals?
Anything else you want to know?
How much did it make?
Good question. It okay. The budget estimate was $42 million, mm-hmm. and it brought in for at least the USA almost $21 million. So almost half of what it made.
They spent $42 million.
If only we had the Mario death sound effect right there.
Well, you could put it in post.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Kyle, why don't you read us the synopsis and maybe we can sort of figure out why this didn't do so well.
You got it. Buckle up and hang on tight. The discovery of a parallel universe launches you into the adventure of a lifetime. Mario and Luigi, two wacky plumbers, undertake a daring quest to save a princess in Dino Hatton, a hidden world where the inhabitants evolved from dinosaurs. Mario and Luigi face deadly challenges from a diabolical lizard king and must battle giant reptilian Goombas, outwit misfit thugs, and undermine a sinister scheme to take over the world. Blast off for nonstop excitement with Super Mario Brothers, the live-action thrill ride that dazzled moviegoers everywhere for $21 million.
Sorry. Well, USA was $20 million. It doesn't say the world.
Oh. But
yeah. But hey, how much did it make in Dino Hatton?
No, it's fall. All right, guys. I guess I'll start with asking you, Paul. And we're going to try this a little bit differently. And I didn't prepare any of you for this, so my apologies. But I would like to start off with asking you, what was your most vivid memory of Super Mario Brothers, the movie, from when you were a kid?
Vivid memory. One thing that stood out?
Yeah, like when you instantly remembered it when we started talking about doing Super Mario Brothers.
But I don't know, Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo as Mario and Luigi. It pops into my head.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kyle, were those things that stuck with you as a kid?
You know, it's funny because there's one scene from this movie and it makes no sense why it sticks in my head, but I think about it actually regularly. And
You're not going to guess it, but
I really want to know what you're going to guess.
Okay. Is it the in the elevator where he's moving them and making them dance?
No, but that's pretty awesome. No, I have no idea why this scene has always stuck in my head, but it seriously has stuck in my head for 20 years at this point. Yeah. And when Princess Daisy is being kidnapped and Mario and Luigi are in the tunnel and Luigi tries to go down the wrong tunnel and Mario says, "No, I've been listening to pipes my whole life. That's just the echo." I have no idea why, but that... Like, seriously, anytime I hear an echo, that scene goes through my head.
That nice. Touched your soul.
Evidently, it did. It was very important to an 11-year-old.
Wow. All right. Cool. That did not touch my soul, so to speak. Paul, did you have any memory of that?
No, but I remember it since I just now watched it.
Well, yeah, okay.
It's a pretty pivotal scene.
Yeah, the whole movie hinged on that.
If they had gone down the wrong hole, they wouldn't have made it to Dino Hatton.
You know, I was being sarcastic, but yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah.
They never mentioned Dino Hatton in the movie, did they?
I didn't remember that.
I don't remember it being called that. I just remember it being city in desert.
See, you learn a lot of things when you read the instruction manual.
Nice. For me, my most vivid memory was actually that they used the Super NES Super Scopes for the De-Evolve Rays.
See, I wondered when I saw it this time if that's what they used, because that looked like it. I wasn't too sure.
I totally had forgotten that, and I was so happy when I saw that.
Because, yeah, we actually had one of those, and it wasn't that great. Oh, you had one?
Oh, I loved that thing. Okay. It felt like a bazooka. I was into guns.
It was really cool to hold. The sight was horrible, but at least I remember it being horrible.
I don't remember that much.
You have to calibrate it right with your TV.
No, but it's like, is essentially like looking through a straw, pretty much. It didn't give you any magnification, and it didn't really help you target anything.
Yeah, you need magnification to shoot your TV.
Oh my gosh.
You're like 4 feet from it. How far away were you from the TV?
A good distance, like 10 feet, maybe. I don't know.
Try 10 millimeters.
We would go up to the TV sometimes.
You
just like
kid,
right at
you?
It.
Yeah, that held the gun at the screen. Cheating.
Yeah, exactly. But I totally, when I saw that in the movie, I was like, oh, that's really cool. And that still stuck out even till today.
Cool.
Did any of those, like, for instance, Paul, your memory, how did it compare to rewatching it? Were John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins still the standout things that you remembered?
Yeah. I also remember the elevator scene.
Mm-hmm. That was actually one of my we're going to talk about favorite scenes, but that was actually one of my favorite scenes. My favorite memories. It was them making the Goombas dance.
And I still think of that sometimes when I'm either in an elevator or I see another movie where there's these giant creatures who are just like standing. And I always wonder if you get behind them and start like playing that song and moving them, if they'll dance to that.
I think so. I think that's standard.
Yeah. Like in Lord of the Rings, those black hooded people on the horses.
The Nazgul?
If you get behind them and start swaying them with the music, if they...
That would have been an awesome...
If only Middle Earth had recorded music, but they don't, so... Guess not.
They could have got behind them with some lyres and some...
I suppose so. Kyle, when you... Going back, rewatching Super Mario Brothers, did that scene with the echo, was that still as stuck out to you, or did
it stuck out
other
to me because
scenes
I still have
more...
no idea why I remember it?
Oh, okay,
but it was just as epic.
Okay,
I mean, yes, clearly,
cool,
yeah.
And I still really enjoyed seeing those super scopes. I thought it was really cool, though. I thought, and we can get into this later, but the way they interpreted the power-ups from the games, I didn't really care for in the movie.
There were power-ups?
Well,
they had
the gun.
Yeah.
The mushroom.
Yeah, he had the little dude.
Oh, yeah, the
mushroom,
little mushroom was like a shield.
Bigger. Yeah.
And,
I don't remember them eating mushrooms and getting bigger.
Maybe that was actually
how throwing the fireballs.
Well, they had those guns that shot the fireball
thing.
That
doesn't count.
Well, exactly.
You have
to eat
a flower and shoot it out of your hand.
But here's the thing. Okay, we are totally getting onto this now. Here's the thing. That's their interpretation of those power-ups.
It's so far removed, it's not an interpretation.
Okay, then why use fireballs? Why they're dinosaurs? Why not use some sort of
they're not
claw
dinosaurs,
attack
they're
thing?
Human.
They come
all
from
dinosaurs,
but they're not humans. They're
they're
humans.
Wait, you call them Jews?
No. A Jew?
I heard that too.
A Jew man.
A Jew man.
That's supposed to be a man, like dinosaur.
Oh, thanks for clarifying. Weird. I thought you just got racist on us.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, any Jewish listeners. I was really not trying to be anti-Semitic.
All right. So there's Dude Dinosaur? What? Dude?
Never mind. Dude, I was just trying to say how you're saying like they're human, but they're not really human because they come from dinosaurs.
Well, they're Doomin.
Yes.
Because they're dinosaur human.
Yes.
Bad.
I didn't claim it to be good.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, they're yeah. Why didn't they shoot fireballs out of their mouths or something like that?
No, just why didn't they have guns or something like that? Or...
They did have guns. They were fire guns.
Yeah.
But why fire guns? Unless you're trying to say, they used fireballs in Super Mario Brothers. Let's try to do something like that in the movie, because apparently there's no other way to do that.
No. Well, maybe. Come on. I refuse to acknowledge such...
Kyle, what say you?
I just am trying to envision this movie, as wonderful as it was, them eating a flower and then throwing fireballs at people. And I just think it might have been a little weird.
It might have been.
You know what, guys? Are either of you...
Or if they'd like eaten the mushroom and then gotten twice as big.
You know what? There are the precedents for each of those. Alice in Wonderland for the mushroom. It happens. Sure. And
yeah, that was actually an acid trip.
Oh, my gosh. Are either of you aware of Freddie Liu, the YouTube? I guess he's a star.
Was he an animator, or is he the music person?
No, he does a lot of his stuff is like real first-person shooter is what he's known for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he did, and I'll have this link to his video in the show notes. But he did one where he like scales a mountain, finds this flower, eats it, and actually throws fire. So
okay, it's kind of cool.
You can do it. I saw him do it. Of course, it was.
It must have been real.
Of course, it
and
was.
The plot made
20
sense
years
too.
Later, but sorry about that. Anyways, I don't know where I was going with that. I felt like they could have taken, thank you, a lot more from the game, put into the movie, and we may get to more of that later, but for now, let's move on to what our sort of favorite memories were growing up. Kyle, let's start with you. What was a favorite memory of yours?
Favorite memory of mine from the movie growing up?
Yeah, like what you remembered.
Aside from the pipe part, because that was pretty awesome.
That was your vivid one.
Actually,
another one.
Actually, the boots.
Oh,
when they click the boots together, and not just the boots, but both at the end. So there's two times when they're flying through the boots. One when the big lady in the red,
Big Bertha.
That one, Big Bertha, when she clicks her boots and flies away, and she's just like floating through the air. And
yeah.
She just looks so serene and happy. That, and then at the end, when Mario and Luigi are, and Luigi's just kind of waving awkwardly at all of the dinosaurs,
yeah.
But they both just look, they're just floating. Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
So did it live up watching it again?
It might have been better.
Okay. Wow. Well, all right. Paul, how about you? What was a favorite memory of yours?
Besides the elevator, see, you threw me off with these questions. Like
I know, but you guys are doing awesome. Gold stars all around.
The favorite memory was the
elevator?
Going down the frozen pipes.
Oh
in
yeah,
big
oh, yeah.
bed.
Yeah,
I always wanted to do that. Since then, you know.
I had completely forgotten about that, but watching it again, that is a fun scene and totally makes me want to like go to a water slide park or something.
Only though if they can make you actually do that long, slow float on the mattress into nothing, into the street after they come out of the pipes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. Yes.
Safe landing.
Yeah.
With the blue screen and back close up on them. Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah,
you got to do this. You got to do this ice mattress ride correctly. So,
contact Disneyland. It's the next ride.
Yeah, it could be the Aladdin ride.
You know what? No, I was gonna say it's a different film house, but at the end, it was a Buena Vista distribution movie, distributed movies, which is a. Tied to Disney, so
honestly, it was just the first theme park I thought of. You can contact Six Flags if you don't like Disneyland, Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
I'm not against Disneyland. Let's move on to my favorite memory.
Oh, okay.
Which I just for whatever reason I thought it was fun that Mario was his full name was Mario Mario.
I thought it was Sorry.
Well, no, that's fine.
It may actually made sense of why they're the Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
What kind of name? But I thought it was funny or cute when, how many Marios do we have here? We have three. There's Mario, Mario, and Luigi Mario.
Who's the third one?
No, that's three.
Mario, that line. Luigi, yes. Mario. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I had forgotten about that. Yeah.
Mario, Mario, and Luigi Mario. Get these Mario Brothers out of here. Yeah. Well, then that makes sense why Luigi is a Mario brother.
Yes.
And there are plenty of people who have been named after their last name. I'm just saying.
Good point.
Not very creative parents.
Let's go, parents. Yeah. Let's go to Dino City. What was it called?
Dino Hatton.
What is a Hatton?
Like Manhattan?
It's like Manhattan.
It's the other. Oh. It's the opposite of Manhattan. Oh. It's Dino Hatton.
Because, yeah, one's man.
Oh, that makes so much more sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. You guys are blowing my mind on so many levels.
In a couple weeks.
Dude, how many mushrooms have you had?
Don't you remember that line in the movie that you just watched the other day?
I actually just watched it this morning.
Yeah, when they're in there, he's like, I haven't been to Manhattan in a couple weeks. A lot can change, evidently, because I couldn't figure out where they were. Dino Hatton, Manhattan.
I'm not following, but
never mind.
Doesn't matter. Oh my goodness. Anyways, moving on. Are you conducting now, Paul?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm saying let's move on.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you guys, but I'm going to start with something I wish I could forget.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I have one.
And actually, I may have to edit this out because now that I think about it, I don't remember it actually happening. But I had this memory of Princess Daisy. I thought it was Princess Peach when I was writing down my memories. But Princess Daisy kissing the slimy fungus that was her dad. Did that happen?
It did not.
No, but why? That
she
seems
got
familiar,
up close to it.
But he touched it. I think, did Luigi touch it?
Yeah, Luigi did touch it.
Okay, yeah. I guess she didn't know.
Okay, I don't know what I was thinking. So I wish I could forget, apparently, that embedded memory. Someone's done an inception on me. That's what it is.
And that was their inception?
Yes.
Spent all that time to get that memory in you?
Yes. Back in 2004, I flew to Japan, and so I bet on that flight at some point.
Probably.
They
seems like a worthwhile investment.
Yes. Because...
All right, let's talk about what are some things that you thought happened that didn't happen that you wish you could forget.
Well, with that Rocketeer, the whole blimp happening
movie.
In this movie. Oh, okay. Apparently, this happens to me a lot.
Yes.
Wait,
how many movies have you seen in your entire life? Like 10? Because the hundreds of them just meld into one?
I don't know. Okay. A lot of movies.
Too many.
Yes. But, Paul, what's something that you wish you could forget from Super Mario Brothers?
Well, I forgot it from when I had saw it years ago a kid growing up. But ever since I rewatched it a couple days ago, I wish I could get it out of my head, was the Mario Brothers in those stupid suits, like the yellow and the...
Yes.
Goodness. Why? Which is actually funny because I was sitting there through the movie as they were going in scene by scene, and they still had those suits on. I was like, why didn't they put them in the overalls like from the game?
Right.
And then when they changed, I enjoyed the suits better when they were wearing the traditional blue and red and blue and green.
Yeah.
I thought it was an improvement upon the game itself. I thought it looked really good for the movie. I like their suits after, you know, those.
Their jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, what was it? Yellow and what was it? Red?
It's like canary yellow and.
I thought it was orange, but yeah, maybe red.
It was reddish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
so
vibrant.
I would say, why those colors? Like, why isn't Mario in red and Luigi in green?
Right.
You're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
a little too on the cheek, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
so I wish I could forget that.
Okay, that's fair. That didn't stand out to me as something that I hate that so much. I want to forget it. But it was something I remembered. It is certainly not forgettable. But was it forgivable? Dun, dun, dun. Anyways, Kyle, what's something you wish you could forget?
That.
From the movie. From the podcast. The movie.
Not from just now. Okay, sorry. I was thinking about that because I got really annoyed with the fact that Yoshi made an appearance.
Yes, please go for it. That just leads me into what I want to talk about.
Because come on. Like, that's not even on the same system, you know? I mean, it's on Nintendo, mm-hmm. but Yoshi didn't come in until Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, the Super Mario Brothers was just on, am I right? Or am I mixing my games up? Were they just Mario Brothers back then?
No, it was Super Mario Brothers.
It's always been Super Mario Brothers, though, even when it went to the SNES.
It was Mario Brothers
and then,
on the original.
Not only did they, but, so they had Yoshi... And he was lame, and they didn't get to ride him, and he didn't belong there. I was very upset with Yoshi.
Yeah, but at least he stuck his tongue out and grabbed
the lady's foot. Yeah.
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 But he didn't eat her. Produce an extra life.
That would have been awesome. I didn't know where you were going with this, Francisco, but...
Go ahead.
I think Yoshi is the central ingredient of the entire movie.
Whoa. Okay, explain yourself.
All right. This is all based on what? That they evolved from dinos. They had to explain Yoshi somehow.
Okay.
So the whole plot revolves around dinosaurs. Why they chose Yoshi? Well, because the Super Nintendo had recently come out, so they wanted to I don't know why, but they wanted to, you know, try to make their appeal based on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so Yoshi is a very lovable character from the game. And so in order to make sense to have Yoshi be in this movie,
mm-hmm.
that's why she is a bone excavator for dinosaurs. That's why the whole plot of evolved from dinos. It's all because of that one character there. And I agree
that they could have Yoshi in the movie.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Interesting.
Everything centralizes around it.
Hmm.
That's my opinion.
Okay. No, I think that's totally fair. What I want to, and this is completely related to that, so it's not like I'm totally digressing from what you had to say, but where I wanted to go into was talking about essentially what this movie was based on, which game it was based on, did the directors ever play the games? And this kind of goes back to my original argument about them implementing like the fireball and the mushroom really poorly. All right, so let me give you my thesis. I think they were trying to, exactly like you said, Paul, they were trying to go off the popularity of the Super Nintendo game, Super Mario World, in which I think in Super Mario World, it's all called Dino Land. The whole map or something is called Dino Land, and that's why there's Yoshi and other dinosaur type creatures. Excuse me. So they were going off that, but at the same time, they have all these elements from the original Super Mario Brothers games. They have Goombas. I don't think Goombas are in Super Mario World, from what I remember.
You are correct.
They have King Koopa. It's Bowser in Super Mario World.
Yeah, but it's also in the Super Mario Brothers.
Sure, yeah. Again, that I realize that these are all things that are part of the overall canon, but if they're going to try to do Super Mario World, why not just go completely in that direction instead of trying to do all these sort of cross things? And
if you're going to do a movie, I say bring them all on.
Well, okay, then where's the flying carpets? And here's one. Why did they choose Daisy and not Peach?
I agree.
Then we are in agreement.
Yes.
Sounds like it.
Wait.
What are your thoughts? Okay, where are your thoughts on that, Kyle? Am I full of it? Am I right on?
I don't know. I mean, I remember loving this as a kid.
Oh, okay.
And but watching it now, I agree with you.
Don't spoil your review.
I won't. Okay. And I don't know if you noticed this, but I recently played Super Mario World at my friend's cabin. We were in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Anyway,
know that.
No, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but when he's fighting King
yes,
Koopa
I was,
at the
I
end,
was up at the cabin watching you guys.
Oh, no,
I did know.
That's just creepy. Wow, this just got really weird. I'm uncomfortable in this house apartment over here. I feel very like it got smaller. No, but at the when he's fighting, when Mario is fighting King Koopa at the end, and Koopa's in that.
Yes, that is the end.
The clown sort of face thing. Yes,
Bowser at the end of Super Mario World.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
It was throwing me off because I agree. I was watching this thinking of the original Super Mario Brothers and all of these little things from Super Mario. I never even thought about the release date and the timing. That was astounding, Paul. You blew my mind.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head when Super Mario World came out, Paul? I'm guessing it is either at the same time or shortly before, but
it was before, definitely.
Okay.
I don't.
But I feel like early 90s sounds right.
Yeah, I want to say 91 or 92.
Yeah.
To Google or Wikipedia via Google.
Well, talk about something else. Well, all right, 1990 is when Super Mario World came out, and this came out 3 years after that.
Okay, perfect. Which probably means it was being made maybe a year to only a year or 2 years after.
Probably.
Right.
So what do you want us to talk about now?
No, that's fine. I answered your question. Whatever is next.
I know. I was being silly. Well, that's the main thing that was bothering me throughout the whole movie. I know the thing I wish I could forget was the thing that actually didn't happen. But that was what bothered me. Anything else sort of... Let me ask this. Anything about this movie in general that you either really bothered you, like irked you, or that really you loved about it? Like, man, this was so awesome that they did that. Or both.
I like the jumpsuits, which I found surprising that I liked this time.
Those were actually well done. They good colors and good correlation to the games, I thought.
I thought that transferred to the movie well.
Mm-hmm.
Although I wanted to see them in their original overalls with the red shirt and the green shirt, you know, in the beginning.
Yeah, totally.
You know, that would have been cool.
Yeah, it would have been. How about you, Kyle?
Trying to think.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. Copyright song.
You stop that. Wow.
Fair use. We're doing this about Super Mario Brothers.
Fair use.
The only thing that I can think of, and I don't know why, but I loved the little ba-bomb.
Yeah, I wish it was bigger, though.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
But it made
but
a
I'm
big
glad
boom.
They used it.
Yeah. And I actually like the bullet bills. I thought those could have been used better than how they used them, but I thought it was cool that
and
they
the
had
snippers.
Those.
In. I wish they weren't human, but real like dogs or something.
Wait, I didn't hear that. What was that?
The sniffers. They were in the they stole the truck from them, and to sneak back into the city, they were the things that shoot up the bullets in the second.
Yes, and Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah.
Yes, I had forgotten. I did not get that connection, but yes, you're talking about the guys in the gas mask who were the drivers of the garbage truck. Okay.
Yeah, and because it's a dinosaur movie, where's Birdo?
Another great question.
And we know why Wart isn't there, because he doesn't exist.
Spoiler alert, it was all a dream.
Oh, why'd you do... They should have ended the movie that way. That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Did you guys... Making it a sequel, or making the potential for the sequel?
Actually, did you guys... Say it till the end?
Yeah.
It didn't really sort of that part really wasn't a lead in, but what did you think about that with Iggy and what was the other guy's name?
Oh, I totally did not do that. Oh, man. There's something after the credits?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd given up at that point.
That's it's Iggy and Spike.
That yes,
Iggy basically and Spike. These two Japanese. You can find it on YouTube.
Bebop and Rocksteady.
No, Iggy and Spike are the two characters.
Yes.
Which actually I thought was frustrating. They supposedly advanced them, but they didn't seem that far advanced.
They just and had bigger words.
Yeah, they had bigger vocabulary.
This is stupid, but they had a better vocabulary.
But I thought they were. I think this is where. Who is it? Bulk and Skull from Power Rangers. They got their.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's they're a total knockoff of these characters.
They are.
They came first.
Oh,
anyway,
that's funny.
Some Japanese investors came to them at the end and said, we should do a video game based on you guys and called the Super. They said it should be called what? The Super.
You know, I can't remember now.
But, anyways, it was them, not the Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
But basically them.
Oh, wow. Super Koopa Brothers or something like that.
Yeah, Super Koopa
I should look
Cousins
that up.
Or something.
Yes, Super Koopa Cousins, yes. Yeah, it was kind of annoying. I you know what? For them, I thought they were serving the movie well when they were sort of not evolved. But then after they became evolved and sort of got on board with Mario and Luigi, I felt like they weren't really needed. And you didn't really see them much in the rest of the movie, so I don't know how much they really were. It was worth having them in it.
It's good to have support.
I suppose. But, oh, this is another... Wait, no, Iggy... Were Iggy and Spike actual Koopas?
Oh, they might be.
From Super Mario Bros.
Yeah,
I think they,
that might
Iggy
be Bowser's.
Yeah, they're some of the little...
Yeah, the Koopa kids.
Yes, yes. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. See, this is exactly my point. This movie needed to have better correlations with the games in IMO.
And what I thought would have been cool for a movie, since they were de-evolving Koopa, to actually make him look like Koopa.
Yes.
Like at the end.
Yes.
That would have been freaking awesome.
It would have been. And I didn't really understand why the Goombas turned out the way they did. These big hulking guys with small heads.
This is another thing. Do you have anything to say about the Koopas, Kyle? Because I'm about to go off.
No, please go off, because,
Okay. Have any of you seen the recent remake of Spider-Man?
I have not, but you can...
Okay.
You don't have to worry about spoiling
me. There's a lot of things that movie got right, but there's a lot of things that movie got wrong. And one of them was the main villain is a lizard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lizard guy. And if you read the comics, he looks like a lizard.
Yeah.
And when I first saw this movie... He doesn't look like a lizard. He looks like the Goomba from this movie.
Oh,
why would you want the main villain to look like a Goomba from this movie?
But his head's bigger.
Oh, okay, but
barely.
But it looks the same. And he doesn't have the lizard. Yeah, that's totally true.
Oh, by the way, Iggy is a Koopa kid, but Spike is not.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Can you list off all the Koopa kids just for
fun? It's Larry, Morton, Wendy, Iggy, Roy, Lemmy, and Ludwig.
Oh, yeah.
How do you get Roy in there?
I mean, Larry invited him.
Ludwig? I mean, how do you get any of those, really?
But, I mean, they're all kind of cool names, and they usually at least have two syllables, and then there's Roy.
I wonder if
it's
they
like
were
the
named after...
Special child.
The runt of the litter. He needs a spider to come help him.
Designed games.
It'd be funny.
Were you laughing at my joke or Paul?
No, Paul, sorry. Funnier than you are.
Oh, gosh.
Don't worry, Francisco. Looks aren't everything.
That's a classic joke. Were you done going off, Paul, or were you a...
No, it just upset me that about the Spider-Man movie, it's based on... this movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead. I did think that the Goombas in this movie don't look anything like the Goombas in the games, which was frustrating.
What were you going to... You were going to say something else, Paul.
Oh, about the Koopa kids.
Yes.
They were named after... It says the Koopalings were modeled after the design... They were named after famous musicians. By the North American team.
Oh, okay.
Since they were they were not given distinct names by the original Japanese version. Ew. So, like, it doesn't say who was named after who, but basically you can guess who Ludwig was named after Beethoven. But anyway, they're all named after musicians.
Okay, cool. Iggy Pop, maybe?
Maybe.
I can't think of another Iggy.
What?
I can't think of another Iggy.
Yeah, well, this one, the Iggy Koopa.
Well.
So, Kyle, your last, was it just the ba-bomb or was there anything else that you really liked about the movie?
Oh,
I
didn't understand the cars.
What about the cars?
They shot sparks.
Well, they are electric.
Really?
Well, I mean, they had the sort of things up to the...
Oh, I didn't even think about that. But still, why do they have to shoot sparks and look...
Well, dinosaurs don't have opposable thumbs, so they can't do a whole lot of machinery.
But they were humans.
Yeah.
Doomans?
sorry, that's what we talked about. Doomans. They had opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
I cracked myself up. Yeah, I know.
And so what you're saying
is being silly.
If they didn't have opposable thumbs, therefore it should shoot electric sparks everywhere.
And everyone knows that, like, the dinosaurs are no association with oil or natural gas or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Desert. Mrs. Doubtfire taught me that.
How?
Oh, let me see if I can remember.
Is this another scene that you made up?
No. Bump, ba, bump, ba. I'm a velociraptor. You better watch out because I'm going to come back, but I'm coming back as oil. Wow, that's horrible.
That was awesome.
Doing what I can. Gonna eat everything till the arrival of man. Watch me now. Something, I'm coming back as well. Okay, I'm done.
Wow.
I was thinking more like the La Brea tar pits where some of the animals were drowned in the oil and things, but okay.
Yes, yes, that's true. Anyways, I am surprised as well that they were using electric vehicles because of all the oil they may or may not have had, but... the only thing that bothered me about the cars was that it seemed odd in this sort of very dirty, grimy city, they would be using eco-friendly, quote-unquote, cars.
Probably wasn't the point.
Yeah, I guess not.
By the way, Iggy does come from Iggy Pop.
Yeah, I called it. I'll give myself a pat on the back for that one.
Roy comes from Roy Orbison.
That was my guess.
Yeah. And Larry?
The cable guy.
Actually, they thought it was Larry King, but it actually comes from the U2 drummer, Larry Mullen Jr.
Oh, wow. Nice. Anyways, let's get off this Koopa track.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. Let's wrap up with any sort of random things you guys want to bring up about this movie. Like anything that may influence your giving it a classic or second class or anything like that. Paul.
Well, I was struggling with what I was going to rate it at the beginning, but by the end, I definitely made a decision.
Nice. Sorry about that, guys. I just got a weird vibration on my phone. Anyways, good to know, Paul. Did you have anything stick out? Kyle, I have a few things, but...
Not really. I mean, I watched the movie, actually the entire movie, on YouTube, which explains... I don't know, that said a lot to me about the movie, since it's available on YouTube. But as I'm sitting here looking at the DVD cover, there is a fantastic picture of John Leguizamo giving the best thumbs up, standing with his brother making an M out of their feet. I mean, it's holding a pipe wrench even. I mean, it's influential.
Now, one of the things that frustrated me, they interviewed Bob Hoskins, who played Mario, said, which, if any, of your roles do you regret that you wish you hadn't done? And his only answer was Super Mario Brothers movie, which frustrated.
Really?
Yes, because I think that's his second best character of all time. All the characters that he's played on movies, I've seen a couple other movies he's done, and his other characters have not been as likable as Mario or anything like that. Or even
sure.
So I boo to you, Bob. Boo to you.
He should take a page out of Franklin Langella's book.
Yes, and enjoy the role that he has.
Exactly. But that actually makes me a little sad to hear that. For me, I thought it was cool. Like we mentioned in the beginning, I thought it was cool that Alan Silvestri did the music, did the score. And starting out, I really liked it. I didn't really remember it from when I was a kid, but rewatching it, I liked how the music was starting out. But toward the end, it sounded like it was a ripoff of Tommy Boy. Like, da da na 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 da da na 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 na. I'm probably doing a horrible rendition of that. But watch sort of the ending, the last, I don't know, 20 minutes of Super Mario Brothers, and then go watch probably the first 20 minutes of Tommy Boy. And tell me if you think the music's the same. And no, it's not the same composer. David Newman did Tommy Boy. And the only reason I know that is because I recognize his name as the composer of Serenity, which is the movie that Firefly came from. Yeah, this is a rabbit hole that I am falling down. Paul, save me.
Good job.
That's not so much of a save, but okay.
What are some other memories?
I thought it was, well, these are all from rewatching it. I thought it was odd that Daisy avoided the Iggy and Spike, two strangers to her, by going with Mario and Luigi, two other strangers to her.
Yeah, I noticed that the first time I watched it. There are some things that just does not make sense.
And if she's, if these Doomans are born in eggs, don't reptiles and birds typically need something sharp to break through the egg?
Yeah, that you don't know how powerful that baby's foot is.
Okay. Sharp
just
fist.
Touch it.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. and then I guess the last thing I want to end with. What is the deal with King Toad all of a sudden evolving after Koopa's dead?
Super Mario Bros. 3. Whenever you beat the villain of that particular world, the king goes back to his stage in his chair, which I thought they did a good job of recreating that throne. It's just like the Super Mario Bros. 3 game.
Okay, that would be great if they stuck with how sort of, I guess, the magical element of Super Mario Bros., which they did not do. They made it all about evolution and science, quote unquote.
They didn't stick with that.
Yeah, so they if they're going to go that route, they need to say, oh, here's another super scope. Let's re-evolve. Or here's a evolving super scope. Here you go, King. And then he becomes King. So that just bothered me. It's not really relevant, but it bothered me.
Did the video game bother you when after you beat one of the Koopa kids that the King was magically restored?
I don't remember that. I remember him destroying the castles each time you beat a Koopa kid. I don't remember the king.
No, it was like your king has changed into, and it was like different. It was like different things that each world the king was changed into a different character villain.
Is this world or three?
Three.
Oh, I never beat three, and I don't really recall it that well.
Oh well,
you I was talking play. About world.
No, sorry, Super Mario Bros. 3.
Oh okay. Oh. Hey, wait a second, guys. Chrissy's calling in to the Google Hangout. Hey, Chrissy, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Wait, people can call in?
Well, if they know the Google Hangout, they can try to join, sure. But
Oh, you're giving away our secrets.
Yeah, I know.
Christy, guys,
I'm sorry,
I have something to say to you. I have something to say.
Oh.
I have something to say to you.
What?
She said it three times.
I need to tell you this. It's incredibly important.
What? Oh, is Sophia okay?
Yes. This movie that you're reviewing right now, it's so second class.
We haven't quite gotten to that part, but thank you for sharing your feedback.
Wah, wah, wah.
I thought we were at that part.
I think we have digressed enough.
Kyle, do you know what time it is?
It is, I don't know, 10?
Yes, shortly after 10.
10:03.
That was perfect. No, Paul,
late enough for
what
my
time
wife
is
to
it?
Ask me if I'm coming home ever.
It is the big reveal.
Wow, that's different.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's the moment of truth, also known as the Retro Rewind Roundtable Review.
The moment of truth.
Yeah, or the big reveal.
Wow.
We called it that since the beginning. I actually recently listened to episode one, and I said it then just off the cuff, and it has stuck.
To the wall, like fungus.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Now that I think about it, I totally forgot to ask you guys what your predictions were at the very beginning of the roundtable, but oh well.
Just say what your prediction was.
Yeah, go ahead now. What had you predicted? So as we go, each one of us, what did you predict you would rate the movie, and how did you end up rating it? Let's start with Kyle.
I loved this movie as a kid, and I had such high hopes that I was going to label it as a classic, but I can't. After I watched it, I was like, classic. No. Classic because it reminded me of being 11, but not in a good way, really.
Mm.
It's pretty bad.
It's
pretty bad.
So what's sort of your criteria? I know you say it's pretty bad, but what can you quantify what your criteria is for classic versus second class?
For this type of movie or any movie in general?
It's really any movie in general.
I think it depends on the film itself.
Okay. Well, then,
I mean,
sure.
In this movie, I think I feel like they tried to do something. Like they tried to not make it campy, but mm-hmm. they couldn't not, mm-hmm. and they didn't embrace that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're gonna do that, you gotta make fun of yourself. Like they clearly didn't mock themselves. They thought they were doing a serious like. This is a movie. No.
High cinema.
Yeah. No, And too many different issues with the video game. All in all, it just, I don't know.
Okay. So to sort of summarize that, what a classic to you is a movie that is aware of what it's trying to be and actually lives up to being that.
That was well said. Yes. Thank you.
All right, so your prediction was classic, but it ended up being second class.
Definitely.
Paul, I go to you, sir.
I have a question, not to pick on Kyle or anything.
No, go for it.
If I go out and make like a movie that is about Kaka and is horrible, and it turns out to be a horrible Kaka movie, is it a classic?
Oh, good point.
Evil Dead.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. They tried to make that a series. If you've ever seen Evil Dead and you've looked at it, they attempted to make that first one scary. Yeah. And I think they lost it with the fire hose of blood coming out of the wall. But
I've only seen it once.
Oh,
so
man.
I don't remember.
See, but Bruce Campbell makes everything special. Yeah.
So would you rate that as a classic
Probably.
Or second class? But the thing is, if it's trying to be scary and
I know,
it wasn't.
I know. It ruins my logic. But there are exceptions.
That's why he said he did.
There are
exceptions
to every rule.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did start off saying it depends on the movie.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Sometimes they just get you. I don't know.
No.
This one did not.
Okay. That's totally fair. Thank you, Kyle. Paul, how about you? What did you predict, and what ended up happening?
I couldn't tell because I enjoyed this as a kid. Mm-hmm. I think we owned the VHS when we were younger in our house. But when I went off to college and stuff, I never picked it up. I always wanted to, like, okay, yeah, I should probably get that one day. Even when it was in the $5 bin, I never got it, which was kind of telling me maybe it isn't all that classic as I hoped.
Right.
But so I was hoping it would be a classic, but I'd have to agree with Kyle. It just, I mean, the music, I'm surprised. Alan Silvestri or Silvestri, yeah. I don't know.
I think it's Silvestri.
Let's call him Sylvester. Anyway, Sylvester, even with the music, you can tell it can't be at part because here comes the...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's like they're not even taking themselves seriously. They didn't adapt well to the video game.
Yeah.
I thought even at the time that if this movie had came out 5 years earlier and before the Super Mario World movie or a video game came out, mm-hmm. I think it would have done a lot better. Mm. The Mario craze was a lot bigger then. Mm-hmm. And I know some of the special effects weren't there yet, but they could have done without the special effects and still had a good movie. Or the same time. But, I mean, some parts were enjoyable. There are a couple lines that I really laughed out loud with that I thought were very clever. But, unfortunately, I would not want to watch this if someone said, with a group of my peers that says, hey, let's put on a video. I've never seen Super Mario Brothers. Do you think we'd like it? The answer would be no.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's it for my
Okay. Yeah, I thought so, but just in case, I wanted to give that time.
I appreciate that.
Sure. For me, I predicted that I was going to like parts of it. Like, I predicted it's going to be second class, but it may win me over. It's possible. But it lived up to my original expectations. And yeah, it just, there were, like you were saying, Paul, there were enjoyable parts, but on the whole, I think it's going sort of with what Kyle was saying. It wasn't really, it was trying to be one thing and was not succeeding at that. And like, it was trying to be, I almost feel like it was trying to be I'm trying to think of the word. It's not coming to me. Oh, wow.
Almost had it. Folks. Yeah. Almost. Sorry. No,
similar to when you take a cartoon, like an old cartoon, and try and make a live action version of it. For instance, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I thought, or Masters of the Universe. I don't know if that's a great example, but actually that'd be a similar example. Let's take Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They take a cartoon property and try to make it more realistic so that it's adaptable as a live action movie. If you do it correctly, it totally works. But I think in this case, they didn't take it correct. They didn't do it correctly. They didn't take, I guess it's almost like the right mixture. They didn't, you know what it is? They didn't consume the right mushroom of filmmaking properties.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. No.
Yeah.
Redo. Take two. Right. They didn't find the star.
Well, that's worse. I thought
they should have.
For what it was, mm-hmm. I thought Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo did a good job for the character.
Oh no. The star power up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know what you meant.
The script may not have been done, you know, that great, but at least they delivered their part, or I thought good.
Yeah,
well,
I thought they actually did they were good. But I have nothing to say. It's not a movie that I think Sophia would enjoy all that much. I think you really have to be really involved in the Super Mario Brothers games to have a chance at enjoying this movie. And I don't know. I mean, I guess if she loves Super Mario Brothers and can't get enough of it, she would like it. But I doubt that would be the case for most kids, and certainly not for probably not for her. So,
and if anybody is interested in making films who are listening to this podcast, a good test is if this movie were to be made into a video game just as it of itself and there were no video game precursors, would it translate into the video game that we know and love? If not, you're doing it wrong.
That's deep, Paul. Very good analysis. I like that. Next time I'm going to make my, I was trying to think of a video game that I'd want to make into a movie, into a video game, but nothing is coming to me.
Yeah.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
any listeners out there want to do that, make sure it transposes well both ways.
Exactly. That's a good point. All right, guys. Well, I guess I'm going to, we had talked about putting in the boom sound effect anytime there was a unanimous vote, but re-listening to episode number one, there's actually a drop that Christy said that I think would be perfect for a unanimous second class.
Okay.
Sometimes we talk about poop. Anyway.
Well, thank you guys for giving your opinions and letting our listeners know that Super Mario Brothers is a unanimous or undisputed, however you want to look at, second-class movie. Don't waste your time watching it. Just go watch. I can't think of another video game movie.
Enjoy the memories that you've had of it.
Oh, sure, yeah. That's yeah, exactly. Don't. Yeah, if you remember loving this movie, don't spoil those memories by watching it again. All right, let's get into our announcements.
Oh, but speaking of which, you said you can't think of another video game movie.
Oh, yeah, go for
it. They've been wanting to make a Zelda movie for ages, but the people in Japan won't do it because of this movie. Because
really?
Because they see it as, you know, the big American Hollywood studios took our franchise or whatever, our characters and made this kind of movie. We don't want that to happen again.
Wow.
Because of that, there is not or has not been a Zelda movie or anything like that. Even though that many people have tried to, Nintendo won't release the rights to do that because of its movie.
Wow. I had no idea. Thanks for sharing that, Paul.
Yeah.
Now let's get into announcements.
ComSat Online. Receiving incoming transmission.
Boom.
Sorry. That's okay. Paul, where can the good people of the internet find you on the internet?
They can find me at our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/RetroRewind Podcast.
And if people like Kyle, who aren't on Facebook, want to contact you, do you have a Twitter or anything?
Yes, you can tweet me at Paul J. Powers.
Awesome. And thank you so much for...
I don't have a Facebook and you think I have a Twitter account.
You never know.
Well, and if you want to email me, you can go to my Twitter page or my Facebook page to find out what my email is.
There you go. Again, doesn't do Kyle any good, but blah, ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Paul, and thank you so much for being on the show once again. You rock.
Sure. Kyle. Just out of curiosity, sorry, before we get to, I don't mean to step all over Kyle.
That's
sorry.
Okay. Go for it.
Wow. Being invited on our host, and the host says that's okay to step all over a guest host.
I should have set this up early on, but just so the listeners know, me and Kyle are actually frenemies. Friends that are also enemies. We're not really sure why, but we are. So
it's true.
So why are you enemies and not?
He likes country. I don't. I think that's probably the biggest part of it.
That's true. I did subject him to country music on the way to a fuel event.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Francisco, yours and my, our email addresses on the Retro Rewind podcast page where people can go to listen to the podcast? Our emails on there?
I'm glad you asked, Paul. No, actually, we only have the one email for the show, which is feedback@retrorewindpodcast.com.
Oh, okay. So that's a good way to get in touch with either of us.
Exactly. Okay. And you can send actual literal feedback if you like, but we'd actually appreciate words, or even if you record an MP3 of your beautiful voices, we would love to play those on the show.
Just don't get your voice so close to the microphone that's so close to the speaker that causes feedback.
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to.
Okay.
Kyle, unless Paul has something else.
No, I'm tired of stepping all over a guest host.
Kyle, where can people find you, or can they even find you? Are you off the grid if someone wants to get in contact with you?
Mostly.
Mostly off the grid? Should they just contact the show and I'll pass
sure.
on a note?
Yeah, okay. Contact the show and Francisco will let me know, because I'm not really on the internet all that much.
Okay. Well, no, that's fine. As we see by your blank Google image.
It's pretty exciting. I do have Gmail. That's actually new.
You probably don't want to get out your personal email, though.
No, that's not what I meant.
Oh.
I just meant that I have actually used Gmail. That's new.
Wow.
I know. I'm with Google.
Are you on Google Plus?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Thank you, Kyle. And thank you for coming on the show and sharing your opinions. It is really helpful and really glad you were part of the show.
Absolutely. It was fun.
Yeah, totally. If you want to get in contact with me, same as Paul, go to the Retro Rewind Facebook page, Retro Rewind Podcast Facebook page, or RetroRewindPodcast.com. You could leave a comment in the post when this goes up. That's another way to give us feedback. You can also tweet me at Francisco X Ruiz. I don't check Twitter all that much, so that's probably not the best way to get in contact with me. But if you have a message that can wait, by all means, send one there. You can also leave us a voicemail on our webpage by going, again, to RetroRewindPodcast.com. And on the right side, you'll see a Send Voicemail tab. You click that. It'll open up a little flash window, and you can just record something through your computer's microphone and send us a voicemail that way. So instead of thanking myself for being on the show, I'd like to thank you listeners for listening and giving us your feedback. Really appreciate you guys. And I want to ask that if you'd like to support the show, two big ways you can do that. Number one, just tell a friend that you found this show called the Retro Rewind Podcast and that they should go check it out if you think they'll like it. Number two is to go to iTunes and write us a review and rate the show. We appreciate honest ratings. Of course, we'd love to have 5-star ratings, but write us a review and rate the show, and that helps other people see the show. We show up higher on iTunes rankings when people search for like old movies or retro movies, things like that. And with that, I think that's all for this episode of the Retro Rewind Podcast. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Retro Rewind mission complete. Proceed to Nath Point Omega and return to base.